Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is James Breer, CEO and president of Procera Networks. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange Amex. Ticker symbol is PKT. And Procera Networks delivers evolved DPI solutions that give service providers awareness, control, and protection of their applications and networks. Thanks for joining us today, Jim.
You bet.
Great. Now, getting right into it, what were some of the value drivers behind your record revenue, which saw a 70% increase year over year?
I think it's a combination of strong execution by my team, but also the fact that the market is growing exponentially and the requirement for deep packet inspection capabilities within the Tier 1 service provider markets globally is becoming more of a requirement.
Well, great. And you also had some strong booking performances?
We did.
And a follow-up order?
Yeah, we do. We continue to grow quarter over quarter sequential growth on bookings and revenue.
Great. And you also recently received your filed your 10-Q?
That's correct.
The quarterly report. So talk to us a little bit about your core product, PacketLogic, as well as some of your other key products and where we may be able to find them.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, our what distinguishes us is the product, as you described, is PacketLogic. We call it the PL10K. It's a product that we launched May of last year. And since then, we've had over 30 companies purchase the technology. It's a high-end network traffic management platform that cable and mobile operators leverage to help them drive new services and provide what we call operational awareness.
Well, great. And so what would you say makes Procera unique from some of the other players in your sector?
There's a handful of things that we think differentiate us. I'd say there's probably five that are very key. One is just the pure capacity, the performance and scalability. We are by far the performance leader in terms of the gigabit throughput in the largest networks. The second area is what we consider to be critical is traffic identification. We consider our ability to accurately identify and classify traffic as being the best in the industry. Another really key differentiator is our ability to provide real-time visualization and reporting. And last is just our fundamental algorithms that help provide congestion management for carriers on their infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. And so talk to us about some of the market trends and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Sure. What we see in terms of trends, at least within the cable and mobile operators, is that they, as the users like you and I, continue to evolve and continue to use newer applications that come onto the market every day. It puts an immense amount of pressure on the carriers to manage that traffic and provide unique services. And what we think is really driving is the need for carriers to begin to better understand exactly what's happening on the network so they can then in turn deliver a better quality of an experience to you and I as subscribers and then additionally be able to create new differentiated services.
Okay, great. So talk to us a little bit about the company's growth as you're moving forward here. Will you look to grow organically, or would you look for some M&A activity here?
Right now, we're really focused on growing organically. We always are open to and consider M&A activity as well as fundraising, but right now we are in a position to grow organically, and that's what our business plan is.
Great. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Jim, as well as that of some of the key management team over
there. Sure. The majority of the management has got experience within the networking industry, computer networking industry. I myself come from both the service provider side as well as the networking side. I had worked at Cisco for many years and have worked within a number of Silicon Valley venture-backed startups. That would be what my background is.
Great. And so what are some of the goals and objectives here that the management team hopes to accomplish over the course of the next year?
I think for us to continue to grow at the pace that we would like to see, we've got to do a few things. We've got to continue to lead in being the best of the breed in terms of technology, so to continue to evolve the product line, stay focused there. I think we need to continue to be the performance leader in terms of scalability. And the last thing that I think is going to be really critical for us is to begin to attract new partners to expand our distribution. And that might be through new systems integrators, as well as large global OEM partnerships.
Great. And in terms of investors, Jim, do you believe that your company's investment story and upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Not sure. I don't know the answer to that. I think that we're in a very exciting space. It's a market that's growing exponentially. I think the market is going to be, you know, well over $400 million in 2010. We expect to continue to grow share within that space. It's a very critical element as carriers begin to drive new services and provide new quality of experiences for us as subscribers. So we're very bullish in the sector.
Well, good. And so what do you wish investors better understood about your company, which, if they did, would result in a higher valuation of the stock? In other words, what is it that investors are missing about your story?
I think one key element is that the investors need to gain understanding of the critical win that we just have. It's a pretty significant win. We closed a $10 million tier one service provider here recently. That is going to, I think, for folks that didn't know, is going to be a real turning point for the company. I'd call it a tipping point, in that it will give us credibility within the remaining global service providers. I think it will give us credibility amongst other partnerships, and it gives us viability as a company.
Well, good. And so what specific actions are you taking to maximize your stock price, you know, besides growing the business from within?
I think we'll see some modest investment in our headcount over the next several quarters. Like I said, we're going to be very focused on driving partnerships, gaining scale through these different models of distribution. I think really being very focused on our go-to-market and not getting lost and staying focused on cable and mobile operators and higher education.
Good. And so once again, joining us today is James Breer, CEO and president of Procera Networks, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange Amex. Ticker symbol is PKT. And is currently trading at 54 cents a share. So before we conclude, Jim, just to kind of rehash everything, what do you believe are some of the reasons why investors should consider Procera as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think it's really a simple one, and that is, you know, as all of us have our mobile phones, and we all have internet access at home, it's very clear that the world, the internet, is changing demonstrably. And more specifically, it's all around the applications we use. Those applications are putting an immense amount of pressure on the carriers. And for them to deliver the kind of services that you and I are wanting, they've got to make investments in putting more intelligence in the network. And that's exactly what we provide, is very deep network intelligence, so the carriers then can begin to manage their network more efficiently and deliver a more improved quality of experience, which is what we as subscribers need and want.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth, as well as report on your future progress. And like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
You bet. Thank you.